Oh yeah, you can leave it there. I can take care of it from here. Yeah, thanks, fellas.
Why did I do that? I obviously cannot move that from one room to the other.
Okay, calm down. You didn't want to pay extra, so they're leaving it at the door. Right. Yeah. Okay. Or I guess I could open it up here and then move all the parts over there. That would be easier, right? It's a big project that I've decided to make secret. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Hockey tickets weren't enough, right? Okay. No. You and your baby deserved it because you won it fair and square. Lord knows you deserve a night out. Okay. How am I going to do this? Wait, what time is it? Okay. Come up with a plan. I got it.
Hey, baby, how's it going? Not too good, huh? Mm-hmm. Gotta love Karens, right? I'm so sorry, love. Well, I'm sure that you handled it very well. Cheer up. You should be proud of yourself. We can't win over everybody, but I've got some good news for you. Well, if you want to find out, you're going to have to take your time getting home. Yes. Well, I'm not sure anything. Just take your time, like, maybe stop by the mall or something. Just something to do, please. Please. No, I am not telling you. That's the whole point of a surprise. Okay, baby, okay. Let's say at 6. Perfect. And yeah, don't worry about food. You can get whatever you want tonight. Fend for yourself night, as my mom always said. Yeah, well, it makes sense. I mean, you're kind of going into survival mode, and then you're just dependent on yourself for food, so whether you can cook or not, I don't really care at this point. The point is, you are not allowed to be home until 6 o'clock. Okay, babe, I don't want to keep you any longer. Gotta get back to work, my working man. Okay, I'll see you later. I love you. All right, bye. All right, how the fuck am I gonna do this? All right, I guess I should try to shove the box. All right, you're fine. Just push it, all right? Which way does it go? And there's the tape, all right. Down on the floor. Easy. Don't squish your fingers. Okay. Whew. Come on, don't sweat just yet. Okay, where's the knife? There. Well, I guess this will work too. Okay, now I really hope the instructions are on this side, and they're not. Wait, did I? Upside down. Come on. Okay, good.
I'm gonna have to thank my dad for these power tools. I had no idea when I was gonna need them again. Well, I suppose if I use it to assemble my giant surprise for my baby, I think it's not a waste of space. And speaking of space, this takes up the entire room. I guess I didn't process that through my mind when I was ordering it. I really hope it's worth every penny. Okay, it seems that I've done everything right. I think I'm good to go. But one last thing. The ribbon, as a final touch. And there we are, all ready for my baby boy, who should be coming home soon. In fact, what time is it? 5:50? Right on the dot. And why am I so sweaty? Did I really work myself that hard? I suppose I did. I better change. Hi, love. Everything all right? Yeah, what'd you do? Oh, very clever. Well, my ideas didn't seem that interesting to you? Oh, no, I suppose I just didn't think of it. Nothing? Oh, no, I'm just excited because, I don't think you should be allowed in the nursery just yet. Oh, no, we have to get you ready first. Isn't that right, little boy? Mm-hmm. And what does Mommy have you do when you come home from work? That's right, baby. Meet me in the bedroom, all right? After a changing, you get to enjoy your present. Now, baby, I know that anticipation can kill, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to rush into changing you. Nope. In fact, I think you need just a little bit more powder than usual. Well, it doesn't hurt, right? I'm just taking a necessary precaution. Torture? Nonsense. I'd just like to have the surprise be a bit more... what's the word? Something worth waiting for. And I promise you, you have waited long enough for a new place to rest. That's right. Oh, wait, baby, come back here. You do remember what you said you wanted to try, right? Yes, get down on all fours. You're going to crawl to the nursery. Yes, and let me get the door for you. After you, my baby. Oh, you're so precious. Now, baby, come here. There's a good boy. Come to Mommy. Can I have a hug? Aww. Now, my little boy, I do believe that you have been very good lately. And for your good behavior, I believe that a bit of an upgrade is in order. So, little one, may I present to you your new addition to your nursery? Your crib. Does it look good, honey? Do you think you'll like it? I assembled it myself. Well, of course you can, hun. Oh, my darling, you deserved it. And no, it did not put a big dent on my savings account. That's why we have one, right? Well, for emergencies, I know, but this little itty-bitty... project of mine was something that I really wanted to share with you.
And we've come so far. I'm so glad on where we are right now. And I just wanted to celebrate it, you know? By giving you somewhere to sleep where you can be comfortable and completely in the headspace if you like. Oh, no, whether I could fit into that as well. My carpentry skills are not that good. Well, for the moment, it is all for you. Because I love you, darling. And I want the best for you. Say, are you tired after working that long shift? Yes, and you had to deal with a lot of nasty people today. And I believe you are in need of a bit of a nap, my little boy. And what better place to sleep than your new little abode? Well, no, it's not little. It's actually taking up, like, a lot of this room. Though I digress. Does that sound like a good idea? All right, well, I imagine you could just step over it. We are big enough. But there's a little latch here. And down it goes. You step inside. Yeah, that's right. Then, right there. Locked in. Well, no, not really. I don't want you to feel that way. Unless, of course, you like that feeling. All right, baby. It's time for your nap. And I hope that you have one of the best sleeps you have ever had in your life. Because I love you, darling. I really mean it. Oh, good night, little one. Sweet dreams.